from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Times Union that Rensselaer County officials said October 15th, two more residential wells in Postenkill tested positive for PFOA contamination. Now, at least four homes near the Algonquin Middle School report drinking water that exceeds the state level of 10 parts per trillion for PFOA this summer. PFOA is a toxic, cancer-causing, so-called, and I quote, forever, end quote, chemical, which can run into drinking water from industrial uses, and PFOS has been used in stain-resistant fabrics, firefighting foam, food packaging, and other processes. County Public Health Director Mary Fran Wachuna said October 15th, and I quote, "We received results from the second round of testing yesterday afternoon and providing this information as soon as possible for residents. We continue to test wells in the town and continue to seek the source of this contamination," end quote. There have been other recent local PFOA contamination reported in the drinking water in Hoosick Falls, Petersburg in Rensselaer County, Cairo in Greene County, and the city of Newburgh. So far in Postenkill, four of 17 wells tested have found contamination, and a third round of testing is now underway. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper about Mallory Mort and Craig Simmons, the candidates running for supervisor in Ghent beginning October 23rd and ending November 2nd. Mort, 64, has been endorsed by the Democratic, Working Families, and Ghent United parties and is currently in his second term on the Ghent Town Board. Mort is the former president of the New York Angus Association, current vice president of New York Thoroughbred Breeders Incorporated, a member of Protect Ghent, and a member of the County Planning Board and the County Agriculture and Farmland Protection Board. Mort said, and I quote, "My two terms on the town board, extensive community service, and 42 years working at Gallagher's Stud Farm have helped me understand the needs of our residents and prepared me to serve as the financial officer of the town. As town supervisor, I will pursue fiscally responsible ways to satisfy the needs and goals of our residents. I have participated in six budget processes, all falling below the state mandated cap. And I, along with the current supervisor, just completed my second successful labor union negotiation and developed an affordable health insurance solution for the town's employees," end quote. Simmons, 55, has been endorsed by the Republican, Conservative, and the Connect Ghent Party. Simmons has been on the Chatham Central School Board for 9 years. And on New York Angus Association for 8 years, and owns Simmons Automotive in Ghent. Simmons said, and I quote, "Open governance is important to me. Ghent needs full transparency. I'd like to keep our meetings open and easy to attend for all. Zoom, for example, has proven to be a great tool for community engagement," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "It's important to create programs for our seniors and youth. Building community will keep Ghent the way we all know and love," end quote. Also in Ghent this fall, Lori Johnson and Carl Quinn are running on the Democratic and Working Families lines for the two open seats on the town board, with Wally Engel and Scott C. Myers on the Republican and the Connect Ghent lines for the town board 4-year seats. Town Clerk Tax Collector Michelle Radley and Highway Superintendent Benjamin Perry are also running unopposed. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Scott Fibush reports at Northeast Radio Watch about a local shakeup on the radio waves. Dennis Jackson, the owner of several stations, including WRIP in Windham, sold WQQQ 103.3 FM that covers northwestern Connecticut and a bit of New York for $500,000 to WAMC, the Albany-based public radio network that owns a dozen full-power signals and 16 translators that reach from the Canadian border to the New York City suburb. WQQQ has just ended a 10-year lease of the Class A signal with WSHU and had switched to an automated, easy-listening format. Now, though, it will be another station repeating the sound of WAMC and taking on Robin Hood Radio. That station, WHDD 91.9 FM or 1020 AM in Sharon, Connecticut, bills itself as the smallest public radio station in the continental U.S., but is also on signals in the Hudson Valley. WLHV 88.1 FM in Annandale on the Hudson and Massachusetts WBSL 91.7 FM in Sheffield. Now the small Robin Hood Radio will be forced to compete with one of the largest networks in the country. Read more about this story at Northeast Radio Watch. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.